92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
There's a new study out. You know how much I love a good study. It was done with 1,000 people, half who had done a vacation or trip in the last 12 months and half who had not. And it shows that a lot of people are still very hesitant to travel. The number one reason for not traveling is cost. 44% of the people in the survey had experienced a dramatic reduction in income since the beginning of 2020. The next 31% identified COVID as their reason for not traveling. And when they were asked if COVID wasn't an issue right now, would they travel? And 50% said yes, they would do a domestic trip. But that's not really a great question, because if we didn't have COVID, then we wouldn't have lost the income, which is what's preventing most of us from traveling in the first place. Ultimately, 76% of the 1,000 people said they have no plans to travel for the rest of the year, and only time is going to tell how quickly the travel industry is going to rebound from this COVID-19 pandemic. Of course, the sooner it's gone, the sooner people will feel comfortable going places again, especially to foreign countries. Now, I should mention, if you're considering traveling by plane for the upcoming holidays, you should know that the Pilots Union for Southwest Airlines are considering staging a walkout both on Thanksgiving and Christmas. They want to protest all the extra shifts and extra work that's been piled on them this year with little to no notice. They're suffering from general fatigue, increased work demands, lack of hotel accommodations for overnight stays, and a lack of food when they're on stayovers. Their lives have just been chaos, and the suits of Southwest Airlines have already publicly commented that they don't have enough planes to maintain their current level of service into 2022 and 2023. Geez, they know that already. That's not good.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.